All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so it's kind of an interesting week, too. We got the baseball drama, obviously, tomorrow night. Oh, my goodness.
And I do have a
Mike
piece
Sullivan
of baseball
with a
news
breaking Abner Doubleday baseball update desk.
Man, I love that sound. Anyway, Lynn Henning on Twitter.
He's still around?
He is. And how about this? Mike Torkelson, Tigers contract expected to be inked with no serious hangups. The usual fine line jostling and detailing are yet to be completed, but no impasse. Deal done sooner than later.
That's right.
There you go. And I know, you're high on him.
Get torqued. No, you know why? I'll tell you why. Two words for you. College bat. Period. If you want impact, if you want a fast track to your lineup, college bats. I mean, that is the fast track. I know signing a 16-year-old in Venezuela is sexy. I love it. I want to do it. Lord knows the Tigers suck at it. And yes, drafting high school phenoms like Riley Green, the world is all possible, right? It's this endless possibility and projection. You know what else it is? A higher bust rate. When you draft these college bats, you have an opportunity in 12 to 18 months to make your franchise better. You know what I like about Torkelson? And all jokes aside about, oh, he's good with his wood. No. When guys only produce with aluminum, there's a question mark about what they do with wooden bats. This kid was prolific with both, whether it be at ASU or Summer League. He's gotten better every single year. Now, here's what's interesting with Torkelson. And, you know, some people are out there talking about, well, what about the Austin Mays, or what about Asa West, or whatever his name is from A&M, the lefty. Torkelson got his junior year cut short after 7 games. In my mind, if you're big on Torque, the best was yet to come. This is a kid, think about this. This is a kid who went undrafted out of high school. Undrafted. Goes to Arizona State, immediately becomes the anchor of their lineup, immediately becomes a 20 home run plus guy, which is big in college. And then gets better year one to year two, improves his walk to K rate, improves his power. And then you come back as a junior. He's going to break ASU's home run record. They cancel the season. He profiles like Andrew Vaughn, who's the slugger that the Chi Sox drafted last year. It's who I wanted the Tigers to draft, but Lord knows he didn't fall to them. But Andrew Vaughn, the product out of Cal, it's a college bat, big production, profiles as a power hitter, but you know what's interesting? Andrew Vaughn is almost 2 years older than Spencer Torkelson. He's got 2 more years of physical maturity, 2 more years maybe ahead of the curve. Torkelson, I know, first baseman don't go number one overall. I know the only one to do it was Adrian Gonzalez. I know he's not a lefty. I get it, all right? I understand all of it. What you're drafting here potentially becomes the three hitter in your lineup for a decade. Yes, I'm excited about it. Well, how come you're always making fun of drafting all the arbs? Because I think the bust rate with arms is so much higher. I mean, you are talking about Tommy John surgery being handed out like candy, and that's basically 2 years of development thrown down the toilet. You got a good percentage of these guys who end up in the pen. You got a good percentage of these guys who just can't hack it. And then you might find a Justin Verlander once in a generation. It's a tough racket. You got to draft 20 arms to try to build a pitching staff. Unless you're the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Tampa Rays or a franchise who has proven, hey, we draft and develop great arms. I love college bats. I've been smitten with the torque for a year. I'm not listening about the second baseman from New Mexico State. I'm not listening about the kid from Vandy who might be an outfielder, might be an infielder, and I sure as hell am not listening about another damn pitcher. Torkelson profiles to be one of the five best first basemen in baseball, a centerpiece of the lineup, and you know what? You can laugh. This team could lose 100 games the first 2 years of his career. I will still tune in to watch five at-bats from my future every night. I think this kid not getting his junior year has almost in some ways kind of cooled what people think about him. Not to the point where he won't be the first pick, but man, if this kid played this year and hit 400 and hit 30 bombs, all of a sudden, you're not hearing any discussion about anyone else going number one. There's no talk of it. Now, have I sat there and like broken down his defensive clips? No. Every scout you read says he will be an above average first baseman. Good enough for me. Cool. I don't need a gold glover over there. I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm. This week is exciting. And look, I understand I have a difference of opinion with many people. I know a lot of people love that they have all arms in their farm system. I don't. I'm trying to build a lineup. And this Tiger organization, unfortunately, has basically drafted one all-star in like 20 years. It was Granderson. They just suck at drafting. They suck. They just cannot put positional players out there. Torkelson is something that they probably can't even screw up. And if you mean to tell me that now I'm starting to build the tenets of a good lineup where, hey, Riley Green in 3 years, Torkelson in a year and a half, whatever it is, and I've got my 2-3 to build everything around, we're getting somewhere. Then I go and I sign a big free agent and add to the middle of the order. Maybe, God forbid, the international system produces something. Now I've got somebody. Maybe I got a leadoff hitter. Maybe I got a five-hole guy. You know, we got to get back to the part where we have a major league lineup here. And it's been a disgrace what they've been putting out there. A disgrace. Because it doesn't matter how much pitching you have. If you don't have a major league lineup, if you don't have guys that can get to the plate, work counts, drive the ball, I mean, come on. It's absurd. They have no power. They have no power in this organization at all. Torkelson will walk in the door and probably is the best power tool of anybody in the franchise. Plus game power, and he's got plus raw power. Away we go. Yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm hoping that's who they take, that's who they sign, and let's get moving.
Sure looks like it, yeah. We talked yesterday about that guy in Detroit that we're missing. Maybe he could be that guy. You know, I don't want to put that pressure on him, but you're talking about a guy who, look, when was the last time we had that dude on the Tigers? You'd have to go back to the Verlander or certainly Cabrera in his prime. We're missing someone like that. So, no, I actually think that's very exciting. I'm not going to – David and I were just joking. We can't sit here and act like we've watched a ton of Arizona State baseball, but from what you've read and from what you've watched, it seems like – it really does kind of seem like a no-brainer.
Tell you what, you don't have to be Bill James. Just watch his swing.
Oh, I've watched film on YouTube.
Just watch that swing and just imagine that in Comerica in a couple years. I mean, he'll beat Riley Green here, no question. That's why I'm terrified of the Chi Sox. They drafted Madrigal out of Oregon State. He's going to be up. They drafted Andrew Vaughn out of Cal. He's up. I mean, they're getting immediate contributions. And then, oh, by the way, unlike the Tigers, they can actually sign some really good international players. Hello, Eloy Jimenez. So, yeah, man, like, I'm a college bat guy. If it were up to me, I'd never draft a high schooler. Just wouldn't do it. Not unless it was this once-in-a-generation profile.
I'm watching some of his film right now against Southern Miss. Looks really good. Power is right, man. I'm excited about this.
I'm telling you.
If I was him, I would just not sign.
Oh, stop.
I just wouldn't sign. I'd rather go to Baltimore or hold out to go to the city at four.
Hold on. Wait a minute. He's a Cali kid who went to Arizona State. Now, I respect that take. David, you putting Baltimore up there like that's somewhere nice.
I would rather go to Baltimore or hold out to go to the four, Kansas City. I would rather do anything.
What, than come to this park?
Anything not to come to Detroit.
Here's what I'll tell you. And for as much flack as I take about not being from here, I will tell you the following. I have always perceived the Tigers, as much as I don't think Avila's any good at his job, I have always perceived the franchise as one of the iconic, classic baseball franchises that are out there. It holds a higher gravity to me than playing for the Rays or playing for the Brewers or playing for... Look, I just think it matters more. I am a baseball fan. As much as I knock your organization, David, look, you're telling me I got a chance to go to the Tigers or the Padres. Yeah, whether I'd go to the Pods. But as a franchise, no thanks. Yeah. They hold no weight.
I don't know. By the time he gets up here, you all know it's not a baseball town. The Lions will be winning by the time he gets up here. They win the Super Bowl. He'll be ignored, right?
Oh, man, you're on crack. Listen, get torqued.
But we'll see. No update to report. Guys, I'm excited about the MLB draft. Mike, do you finally think the Tigers are getting some foundational guys with these top picks that they've had in the years past?
I can't say guys, plural. You draft a high school bat, risk is massive. You won't know about Riley Green for years to come. I think Torkelson represents the first bedrock offensive player they've drafted while I've been here. I mean, that's the God's honest truth. They haven't had these picks. When they have, they've taken pitchers. I mean, what? They had the number one pick. They took Matt Anderson. They had the number one pick. They took Mize. Other high picks. They took pitchers. This is really the college bat-wise. I can't think of another one they've drafted. I'd have to go back and look.
See, but all seriousness, this is probably a bad time for them to finally get their bat. There might be a lockout after next season, which means you won't see this guy until, what, 2024 because of a lockout probably? I'm just saying, I mean, Tigers luck, this is a bad time to finally get your bat.
All right, do me a favor, will you please? I want you to go and I want you to write down 10 positive things in your life because your negativity is killing this show today.
Get torqued. Let's talk more about the Tigers' future.
Torque you.
Someone said, I'm erect. I mean torqued.
That's right. Get torqued. You like that part where I said he was good with his wood in college, yeah. Huh?
Let's see. I'm excited for this. Seems like a great player from all that you've read. I've read a lot of scouting reports on him. He's a can't-miss guy.
I mean, think about this. You don't have a single guy in this franchise that you could pencil in the lineup card. You got to add it. I mean, it's right there. Yeah, it's okay to be excited. And despite David trying to ruin it. By the way, did you see that report from CBS Sports earlier today? We can get into it later. There is a rumor swirling around that a team with a top 10 pick is going to punt the draft tomorrow night. And just take the compensatory picks and not spend any money.
Wow.
I mean, could baseball look worse if they tried? Seriously, could baseball's owners... It's almost like they hired the Bizarro World PR firm of Costanza and Costanza. Here, what's a 10-point plan to make us look totally insufferable? And we'll do that. Crazy. 97.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.